This program is designed to provide general information with regards to the subject matters covered. This information is given with the understanding that neither the hosts, guests, sponsors, or station are engaged in rendering any specific and personal, medical, financial, legal, counseling, professional service, or any advice. You should seek the services of competent professionals before applying or trying any suggested ideas.
Beloved immortal beings and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. Barry Shore here, Venice Beach, California, overlooking the vast Pacific Ocean. And welcome, because you have purposely and consciously tuned into the joy of living. And you did that for one reason only, because this show exists only for and because of you. Y-O-U. E-W-E. You. That's why you tuned in, because you want to be the best you possible. And the way to do that, of course, is to tap in to that great, wondrous, purposeful, powerful, positive, pleasant vein called joy, happiness, peace, and love. And we are going to be speaking with one of the greatest masters in the world of happiness. Not only is he a master, but he's a conduit. He is a channel of goodness. You're going to meet him in just a few minutes. Just want to do a little housekeeping for the moment. You are listening to, of course, K4HD.com. That's K as in the word night. That's K-N-I-G-H-D, of course. The number 4, the letter H for happiness, and D for determination. Yes, that's where you're listening, K4HD.com. You can call in and leave your questions at 818-570-5443. And you're listening to this show via the magical, mysterious, mythical process called internet radio. My name is Barry Shore, B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E. And if you ever miss a moment and you don't want to do that, or you want to listen to the show again and you do want to do that, and you want to share it, which you certainly want to do, go to barryshore.com, B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E, barryshore.com. And we want to welcome, at this very moment, there are 253,789 people listening throughout the world. That is absolutely fabulous. So when you go to barryshore.com and you download the show and you share it with 5 people, and we're talking about sharing with 5 people, family, friends, and especially people who you think aren't your friends, or you don't even like, or you think you don't like, or they don't like you. Especially with them, because you do that, you're building a bridge. You build a bridge, you create harmony. You create harmony, you create more joy, happiness, peace, and love in the world. So we're going to bring on, in just a couple of minutes, this amazing being. His name is Lionel Ketchian, K-E-T-C-H-I-A-N. He's sitting in a place called the state of Connecticut. I say that because not everybody listening is from the United States of America. It's a wonderful small state in New England, and it's summertime, so he's sweltering. But since we have air conditioning, he's a happy camper. But before we bring on Lionel, we just want to do a couple of little things that everybody loves on this show. And that is, we speak about 3 fundamental issues. One, of course, is that life, your life, has a purpose. That's why you're here, to live and fulfill your purpose. And when you do that, you go mad. What does mad mean? Go make a difference. Just by being the best you possible, you make a difference, and that's wonderful. And the third thing we do here is we unlock the powerful secrets of everyday words. Everyday word is, example, well, smile. Smile. You're doing it right now. Just thinking about the word smile causes you to smile. And when we understand that smile is an acronym, the first letter of each word stands for something, and we put it together, we find the positive, powerful, purposeful pleasantness in the word, it literally creates a new neurological program in our minds, and those 100 billion cells with a trillion synapses firing at the speed of light really bring about a difference in us and allow us to be the best you possible. So SMILE is one of the greatest acronyms you'll ever hear and remember and say over to other people. It stands for Seeing Miracles in Life Every Day. Seeing miracles in life every day. I had one just happen to me this morning. We're now later in the day. I called up a dear friend and I said, Lionel, I have a show today. I would love for you to be on the show to share your beaming, beautiful, bountiful personality. And he said, yes, I'll do it. So without further ado, with a little drum roll and some fanfare, da-da-da-da, please, everybody, 253,000+ people, welcome Lionel K. And Lionel, please say a big hello, everybody, and then we'll start right in talking about happiness.
Hello, everyone. I love us, and it's just wonderful to be with you, Barry.
Oh, thank you so much, Lionel. Now, I hope everybody caught that. He says, I love us, because that is the nature and the essence of this amazing being. He is inclusive. He recommends and understands that his life is about being happy because he knows it's the most powerful skill you can learn. But let's learn from him and speak to him. We only have a half an hour with him because he has so many other things to do. Lionel, be kind to us. Give us a little bit of introduction to you and how you came upon this wonderful insight into understanding that happiness is that which empowers the greater insight in each of us.
Absolutely. And you will use the word kind, which is a very important word. I think it's basically a relative, a complete relative of happiness. The two go together. So kindness is very important. And for me, the way it started was I spent a lot of time in, I guess, you know, all my life thinking about things. And I got very serious about what was important. And spent a year trying to find out among 10 things that I could come up with, which could change, what would be the ultimate number one thing in my life that was more important than anything. And I was shocked when I finally did the work and spent the time, and it took a year, to find out happiness was the top of the list. And that, you know, sort of awakened me to the importance of it, valuing it, understanding that, wouldn't it be great to be happy? What do I have to do to experience it and so forth? But in December of 1990, I actually felt happy. Wasn't any particular reason. It was just a feeling that it was a realization that I felt this way. In other words, I had the feeling, and rather than just let it pass, the awareness is what drew me towards it, that, wow, as a human being, I can experience this wonderful feeling. And it's exactly what I found to be important. So I asked myself, how can I hold on to this? And what do I have to do not to lose it? That was the beginning of my journey.
Outstanding. I just want to emphasize for everybody out there, people who listen to us regularly, and again, there's about 240,000 people listen every week, thank God, more, another 10, 20, 30,000 people join us. Lionel, as you know, has hit upon a couple of wonderful things. One is that the word kind or kindness, as he said, is a close relative of happiness. And as we say on this show, what we do is we unlock the power and the secrets in simple everyday words. And KIND is a great acronym, is also Lionel. KIND stands for Keep Inspiring Noble Deeds.
Beautiful.
Which is what your essence is. That's you.
Beautiful.
You inspire noble. So keep inspiring noble deeds. And as you said, you had a realization. I'll use a bigger word only because I like to be fancy. An epiphany, as we might say, right?
Sure.
And the epiphany is that the first step in the ladder to human success, which of course means living in happiness, is awareness. That's the first step. Being aware. Consciously aware that you're human, that you have the capacity and the ability to be happy, and you don't want to let go of that because it's a choice. So now, here you are, December 1990, and it's a few years past that, Lionel. So yes. What have you done in the past 29 years?
Yes, but I have to tell you, Barry, and your listeners, that you hit it dead on. The awareness is key. I would almost say that another word for happiness is the word focus, which is an aspect of mindfulness and awareness, but it's what we focus on, as you know, and your brilliance, Barry, is sharpening people's focus. You bring them to a focal point, and you make them aware of what it is that they could be looking at, and you help them look at that. So back to you, to answering your question. So in 1990, I was still in business, and I found that being happy not only improved my personal life immensely, and it actually empowered me to a level that I couldn't believe, and it was absolute power, inner power within, and it also helped me in business. I was able to do more in business in those years after being happy than, you know, all my life. So it was a complete gift that I had received. I really feel it's a gift from God that's available to all of us because of the power of choice, you know. And I think that I will say one thing, that if first, number one, if we make a decision to be happy, and that means that we don't react to things, we start responding with awareness, again using that word, then we're in a much better state to make the right make the right choices in our lives, because the decision creates intention. It's just like getting married. You get married, and I know you've been married for 40 years, Barry. That was a decision, but you make a choice every moment to stay married and be happily married. And the decision, in fact, on your website, you talk about the day you made a decision to change your life. That decision is a very aggressive causation in changing one's life, whatever you decide, whether it's health or whatever. But the wonderful, beautiful thing about happiness that has made me hold on to it and spend my life working on it for free. Everything I do is free. And it has spread, which is an incredible miracle. And I know you use that word a lot too, miracle. And that is that ultimately happiness will create goodness in the world. And this is what we need, to create virtue, to create a friendlier human being, a person who cares about others and feels that when they do something for someone else, they've done everything in the world for themselves. They've created meaning and purpose, and it's a not only a life well lived, but the perfect life and a good life, because that is a life that not only gives to oneself, but gives to everyone else.
Those are such wondrous words that I feel like we've been given a blessing of rain, a showering, just gently cleansing us. I want to urge everybody, the website that Lionel has built and created is called happinessclub.com. Let me repeat that, happinessclub.com. He does everything that is there is available for free. People can call in and attend Happy You, which is the Happiness University, and learn about and be involved with the classes that not only Lionel gives, but stellar people throughout the world. And it's all for one reason only. Again, the reason people tune into this show, the joy of living, it's really all about you. Because when you become the best you, then that brings bounty, as Lionel says. It's an aggressive causation. I wrote that down. I like that a lot. I just want to say over a phrase that I've used for myself many times, and people who listen use it now because I've shared it with enough people, thousands around the world. Choice, not chance, determines your destiny. And as yes. Lionel pointed out, it's choosing. Once you do that, you have literally altered the universe for the good. It doesn't take a lot. It's like moving an electron out of its orbit, just a fraction of a fraction of a millimeter, and all of a sudden energy is released that it impacts the world. So let's talk about some other things that you know that happiness can do, but I'd like you to articulate them. In addition to becoming a happier person and a better person, share with us a few other things that can be as a result of that. Will it make me any smarter? Will it make me wiser, healthier, wealthier?
Absolutely. It'll make you smarter from this sense. It's emotional competence for sure. But anytime we may feel upset, sad, depressed, angry, especially with anger, the research shows that when we are angry, we could lose 40% of our IQ. So happiness can certainly help us to be emotionally brilliant and to be calm, peaceful. And, you talk about slight changes. Actually, slight changes are all you need, because if you take in the instance of the heat of the moment where someone does something or you learn that somebody's doing something that you're upset about, our normal reaction as human beings is to react immediately, with anger or whatever, it's wrong and so forth. But if we were to be able to take one moment and just give it some space, some time, we could turn that reaction into a response rather than a reaction. And Viktor Frankl, who I love, and I consider his book among the finest ever written, he said between stimulus and response, there is a space, and in that space is freedom. Because that is the changing moment where we own the moment. We cause what will happen next rather than react to what has happened.
So this is absolutely phantasmagorically wonderful. I want to make a mention of a couple of things. Then we have a number of questions that have come in up on the board, and they're very much revolving around the same idea. So I'll articulate one of them in just a moment. But the word anger, and it's hard to even say it without being anger.
Yes.
It is the foundational word of the word danger. Just add a D at the beginning and you have danger.
Right.
That's where anger puts you. Also, you see the word rage inside of anger, and that is really what's happening. So as Lionel points out to us, not only does it cause you a loss of intelligence, and one does things that one later might regret, and oftentimes does, but it's that unique distinction between reaction, which is in quotation marks, the animal part of our being, and ability to respond, which is the human part of our being, the higher part we'll call the soul. And in that space, as you pointed out, is that freedom. And the questions are on the board. There's about six or seven all around the same thing. People are saying, well, sometimes you don't always have a choice when you go to the
party.
I am personally saying that is the genius of learning to live this way, that in fact one does. What would you say to this line?
Well, Barry, people just said, somebody just said, you don't always have a choice. And the truth is, do we always have a choice? So I'm going to ask you that question, Barry. I'm not asking you to answer it from your experience. I'm just generally saying, is it true that people have a choice, they always have a choice?
My answer is yes. I think
that most people
don't know it.
Right?
I think that people have not been schooled enough, either by the educational system and or their family or even their own experience, to recognize that they do.
Now, here's the issue, and you did a good job with it. Perfect. But I say we only have a choice when we realize we have a choice. And the issue is, once we're faced with a problem, we lose our ability to make a choice because we have been swallowed up by the problem and we haven't learned to swim above the problem so we can actually make that choice and let an outstanding you know, other implement another situation that we can then choose to ride out, or if nothing comes to our mind, it's okay. We can wait until the universe, God, your brain, in a moment, you, or even a week, you will be given an outstanding substitute or a way to deal with your problem. But if you just react blindly, and especially when you're emotional, those emotions will not help you and will lead you further into the problem where you're not going to find your way out. You'll be consumed by the problem.
I am I'm almost dumbstruck. I'm not at a loss for words, but I'm just so happy that we are doing this together today on the show, because I think that you have been able to articulate something quite profound for most people. You're right. When people are confronted by a problem and looks like it's going to swallow them up, I'm imagining now a champion surfer, or just take a regular mm-hmm. person, but usually a champion mm-hmm. surfer on a 30-foot wave, which yes. is enormous. They call it the Giants, 30 feet and above. And unless you know how to ride it well, it will swallow you by definition, and you will sometimes not just get injured. You might be wiped out completely. And yet, mm-hmm. if you are able to ride it, not only will it be exhilarating, but you will find that you have newfound strength and capabilities that you may not have known before, that are just being ready to be revealed to you.
Absolutely.
That's the genius
absolutely.
Of a problem sometimes. The inner
you know,
lining.
Barry, I wish I could find the book. I know I'm in the area of my bookcase, where, but I can't get my hands on it. But there is a quote from a famous surfer. And he's relating, I don't know him, but apparently he's like, you know, he could do miracles on his surfboard. And he's relating this little paragraph about a day that I'm sure he, you know, won some contest or was. But he said that day he could do anything on his board. There was no such thing as failure for him that day. He did things that were miraculous and blew his mind. He couldn't imagine or comprehend how he did it. And the last sentence of this quote was, "I was just happy." Now, the point is, it was the happiness that made him a superhero that day. He transcended his normal mind, and happiness is got the quality where it provides a superpower to us. But we don't realize it because, you know, we dwell in other areas. We don't focus on what we have. We focus on what we don't have or the troubles we have, rather than realizing
we
have it all.
It's not we, but that's the unfortunately the human condition for people who are not willing to invest time, effort into
yes.
the process. Because yes. once you do, and by the way, mm-hmm. Lionel is a regular guy, you know, and he may be Superman to a lot of people, but he's a regular guy. Barry Shaw is a regular guy. It's the ability to make time in your life. And sometimes it's two minutes, sometimes it's 20, sometimes it's 20 minutes a day for a year or two. But
the
benefits of this are such that, like you just said, superpower.
And Barry, I've got to interject another thought that you just brought up here. I'm realizing it's almost 29 years since I'm happy. But I realize that's not really the correct way to phrase what I've experienced. What I've experienced is a word you just mentioned, or, you know, a concept you just mentioned, and that is that I've been practicing happiness for 29 years all the time. That's really the truth. The truth isn't that I am happy. The truth is I've been practicing it. And if you practice something, you get real good at it.
Yes. So when someone hears a great pianist, or in my case, I happen to like a great saxophonist or a clarinetist, or whether it's a figure skater or a ballerina or anything that someone excels in, not at, but in, I think Lionel has just hit it right there. It's the practicing of it on a regular basis. I want to share with you, because I know your time is tight, but I need you for a few more minutes, so please don't go away.
Okay.
As I said, on this show and what we do in life is we try to unlock the powerful secrets in everyday words. So we have an acronym for happiness. Would you like to hear the acronym for happiness, Lionel? Ready? Okay, take a little breath. Stand by. Here we go. Yep. Happiness is helping all pursue purpose in nobly expressed soulful song.
Beautiful. Perfect.
Because that's what you're doing. You're helping everybody. When you're happy, you're helping others pursue their purpose, and it's nobly expressed. And you're literally, you're a song person without having to go around whistling or carrying an instrument, because your being is your instrument.
Yes, yes. And being happy is the key. It's a matter of stepping into it and putting it on like it's yours.
Yeah. By the way, do you play a musical instrument?
No, I don't.
Well, I'm going to say that you do. I'll tell you why.
Okay.
In the world of music, it's called an axe, A-X-E. So if somebody plays a guitar or something, you know, they ask, hey, man, what's your axe? So this one plays an oboe. This one, okay. So your axe is, you have an instrument, Lionel. It's called you. And in this case, it's not just you, Y-O-U. It's you, because you built Happy You. Happy You meaning Happy University. And he's going to be speaking tonight on Happy You. Again, we have people all over the world. If they want to go on, just go to www.happinessclub.com and find out what he's speaking about tonight in just a little bit, by the way. The issue tonight is really something fascinating, because I think it's it's one of those things that at one and the same time is a key that unlocks, and it's also the door that blocks, because it's
a good way to put it.
He's saying, do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? And for good or ill, there are many people in the world that say they'd rather be happy and yet act that they'd rather be right. They're not practicing the happiness and the ability to love and let go.
Absolutely. And Barry, Barry, instead of wanting to be right, which most people certainly do, and I don't judge them for that at all, but we could just substitute one word for be right. Instead of wanting to be right, how about we do right?
How about we do right, Lionel? That's what we do here. What do you do in life? Somebody ever asks you, you meet somebody at a party, as they say, or in Boston we call it a party. But, what do you do? Well, I do right. Huh? What does that mean?
Exactly. Well, it means a lot. It means a lot.
Right?
It means that you could be kind to someone rather than being right with them.
Exactly. And we said kind means keep inspiring noble deeds. As we escort you away, and I only do it because not to shortcut you, but I know you need to get on another call in a few minutes. But one of the words that I have found to be most helpful in the process of practicing and being happy is the ability to say the two words I'm going to articulate right now. And they are thank you. I'm saying
that's wonderful.
First of all, thank you.
That's Barry, can I say one quick thing?
Please.
Besides thank you back to you. I want to let everyone know that I think the best book on happiness I've ever written is Gateway to Happiness by Rabbi Zelig Pliskin. And 60 pages of that book has been made available on our website for free as a download by Rabbi Pliskin, who runs a happiness club in Israel. This is a book that we should really get a hold of, because it could change anybody's life for the better in an instant.
Let's repeat that again. And by the way, for the record, wonderful Zelig Pliskin, one of the more remarkable human beings that has walked the earth in the past half century or so,
yes,
lives in the holy city of Jerusalem. in the country of the state of Israel. And Zelig Plissken, who is a rabbi, means he's a teacher, and he is. He's a teacher with his life. He's a teacher with his deeds, his words, his actions, and he is the embodiment of what the book that he wrote, which is, by the way, one of a dozen. But this particular book, you're correct, wonderful, Lionel, The Gateway to Happiness. If it's available for 60 pages for free as download, everybody in the world, 253,000 people listening, plus and invite at least 5 people to do that. It's 1 million people should be downloading it, because it is, those words in there will make a difference in your life. It is the best. You're correct. And Zelig is the person that introduced Lionel and myself. And that's why I am deeply indebted in thanking him and you, Lionel, and Mike Duffy, which is another part of our group,
yes.
Right? Isn't that wonderful?
Sure.
And yes. Mike Duffy was just with Zelig Plissken in Jerusalem recently. But the word thank, in my humble opinion, is one of the ways for human beings to really become in touch with the ability to be happy, because THANK is an acronym that stands for to harmonize and network kindness. Harmonize and network kindness. And when you train yourself to say thank you consciously at least 7 times a day, and do that consciously for the rest of your life, life becomes better. You become better. You become happier, become a better person, and the ability to manage your emotions, become resilient, all the things that Lionel speaks about and lives and really brings to the fore throughout the world. So can you hang with us for just literally 3 or 4 more minutes, and then we'll let you go?
Of course.
Okay,
of course.
Good. Because I know you have a class to
I have till quarter of to get on that.
Oh, okay, great. So let's just look at 2 more things before before we part. And one of the things you said before was this ability to create, because that's really what we're doing. We're creating the world and the life that we want. Because when we do that, when Lionel becomes the best Lionel possible, that influences Barry becomes the best Barry possible. It influences his wife and his family. And again, if there is such a thing in the world as the butterfly effect, which again has supposedly been proven, which is if a butterfly flaps its wings in the Andes Mountains, it's felt around the world. Well, if that can happen with a butterfly, how much more so a human being?
True.
Human being. So we use the word create as a great acronym that stands for causing, rethinking, enabling all to excel. So when you create that wondrous place called happiness, what you're doing is rethinking and thereby enabling others. So if you would be kind enough, just give us a little bit of a taste what you're going to be speaking about in the next few minutes tonight about this interesting topic of, do you want to be right or do you want to be happy?
Yes, and I've got to address the create thing that you've just brought up, Barry. I think that is extremely important. In fact, for the future of mankind, we must begin to realize that we have the power to create. And in order to tap into that power, what it really requires is the ability to know how to do it. But the primary foundation is happiness, because unless we're peaceful and calm, then we don't have entertain the power that exists in the world. But once we are happy and we want to create something, manifest something, we become co-creators with God and the universe, and the universe conspires to give us everything we want, especially when it's for the benefit of all. It happens very quickly at that stage when we're thinking not of ourselves but of others. It's a very rapid creation, and we all have that ability. So instead of thinking small and little about little things that we may want for ourselves, when we start thinking about the human race with joy, we can change everything and quickly. So I just wanted to introduce that concept that you keep bringing up. That's one of the most powerful, profound concepts for us all to learn more about.
That is a huge thank you. And I love what you say in the sense of that the universe conspires to help us.
Yes.
I don't know if you know this, Lionel, but some people are in an interesting place that they think the universe conspires against them. And they don't realize that with a truly simple shift, we call it shift happens, with a true
yes.
simple shift, they can realize that the universe conspires to help. I like to articulate and say it's a law. And I think you might like this one. Law
yes.
is an acronym. You ready for this one, Lyle?
I'm ready.
Law stands for love and wisdom.
I love it. That's perfect. That's perfect. So, you know, you are teaching me, and I'm sure others, the language of love, happiness, and, I mean, this is another language that we have to learn to speak. You're helping us with the words and the letters.
Wow, that's so nice, with the way you just said that.
Yeah, well, it's true. We need to learn this language. And, it's, and you know, when one person speaks the language to another, unless the other has some awareness of the language, you notice how difficult it is for people to comprehend what's being said?
Oh,
not because they're
so
stupid
good.
Or dumb, but it's because their awareness level hasn't reached that point, and they don't understand the language.
That is a wow. By the way, wow is an interesting acronym. Wow stands for words of wisdom.
Yeah. You know, wisdom can come from difficult times. Well, I said that wrong. It's not. It doesn't really come from difficult times. It comes from the choices we make going through difficult times.
Ooh, wait a minute. The way you just rephrased that is, I will ask you to say it again because I think it's
sure.
so important.
Sure.
Please repeat.
Sure, absolutely. I'd be pleased to. Wisdom comes from the way we the choices we make regarding the difficult times we experience. It's not the difficult times. It's the choices we make regarding them. That is where wisdom is implanted in us, and that's where we end up being benefited from what we would normally think of as a terrible experience.
I am I'm feeling that myself personally. Most everybody knows part of the Barry Shore story, and just to put it into sharp focus and relief, Lionel was just mentioning things like this. So interestingly enough, on September 17th, 2004, which is almost 15 years ago now, I was standing up in the morning, like 99.99% of everybody listening here, I hope. And in the
evening, you were in the hospital that evening.
I was
yeah.
in the hospital, paralyzed
yep.
from my neck down. All I could do was move my lips.
Right.
And even that, with nothing, not much was coming out. And you're right. It's the choices I made in the process of regaining some of my physical abilities, not all, but some of them, that enabled me to live in joy daily.
Absolutely. And Barry, the other thing is you didn't allow that, let's call it a negative experience, to, you know, sort of categorize it for others. So going through that negative experience, you ultimately didn't let it define who you really are. It you found who you are. In spite of it, because you took the wisdom that you made, and here you are today. And the beauty and the truth of who you are now is how much you give others. You give to others. You care about others. That's the wisdom that you now share with others that you've personally encountered, assembled, earned, and now you share, which is the ultimate.
I only hope that people around the world listening to this are feeling and are enlivened by this as much as I am. This is truly a wondrous and miraculous moment for me, Lionel, especially because you were kind enough to do this on the spur of the moment, knowing that the moment was the right moment, but it's the ability to seize the moment and to shake it and say, look, I live this, I practice this, I am here to be what we call a cog, a conduit of goodness, a child of God. It's truly wondrous.
Beautiful.
And Yeah, it's a pleasure and a delight. I hear a little bit in your voice that you're saying, look, I do need to leave, but before you do, is there something you can give us as a one or two or three sentence,
sure.
Oh, hello?
Sure. Well, you know, this evening we're going to be talking about, on Happy You, we'll be talking about the need to be right. And basically, being right is so big in people's minds, and there's reasons for it. You know, there's complications in our schooling and everything else that makes us think that being right is, you know, better than being wrong, and we don't want to be wrong. But the trouble comes when being right affects us to the point where we're not happy. And if we must choose between being right and being happy, we're really much better off choosing to be happy and help others ultimately to be right, because everything has, you know, two handles to lift it with, you know, and other people's views are based on their experiences, and you don't need to make them wrong. And that's another step further in being right. There are some, it's not just about being right, but it's really about making others wrong. That makes them tick, and that makes them feel good. So ultimately, if we go back to what we started the whole program with, kindness, if we use that as a guide, there's something we can all do, and that's to be kind. And being kind actually is the entryway to happiness. I found it the other way. I found being happy ended up getting me kind, but then I spoke to a doctor who started a whole website on kindness, and we finally agreed that it's a either or. You can come in through kindness and find happiness, or you can come in through happiness and find kindness. Either way, it's your choice, but do one or the other and you'll end up with both.
So Lionel, I think you know that I think I sent you some of our cards, correct?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so one of the best loved cards that we have, and we've distributed, thank God, over 1.3 million Keep Smiling
Beautiful
cards, et cetera, et cetera. The card reads on the front, everyone, in capital bold letters, everyone you meet is fighting a battle you know nothing about. That's the front of the card. You turn the card over and it reads, be kind always.
Exactly. Barry, you are a joy. You're the real deal. I do love us. And more than that, I think you're doing the work that ultimately is the highest work any human being can do at any level. This is the top where you're sharing something that can make a big difference in the world. And you know what? It is making a big difference. I'm sorry, I used the wrong thing. Because when we create with our words, we really do manifest reality. And by the way, the only thing stopping us from being happy is reality. So we might as well work with it. We are creators. We can create anything. Stop thinking in terms of reality is in my way. Reality is your friend and will help you in every way. You just don't have to bang up against it. Use it, and use it like you're doing. Barry, you're teaching us all how to be the best we can be, and you can't be better than that. Thank you, my dear, dear friend.
On that wondrous note, I'm going to embrace you as I'm embracing 253,789 people around the world. So this is a universal, wonderful hug for you, Lionel. One, two, three.
Love it. And I feel it. Thank you, Barry. Thank you. I love us. And I love
it.
All
love
of
back
us.
Back at you. Okay, give them heaven,
okay.
Harry. Enjoy the show. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, Barry. Bye-bye.
Best wishes. Best wishes. Bye. Okay, everybody. If you are not moved by that intersection with one of the more remarkable beings on our planet today, then there's not much more I can do to be of help. So I want to share with us in the remaining a few minutes, a couple of things that Lionel touched upon that I think are extremely relevant. So let's go back to our fundamentals. Fundamentals are that life has a purpose. You have a purpose. And when you discover your purpose, and you're out there purposely, consciously promoting positive pleasant interactions in life, then what you're doing is you're bringing about WWW. Now, WWW might say, wait a minute, Mr. Shore, that has to do with the internet. Well, factually, that's true. But really, in our world, the world of our language, of the joy language, WWW stands for What a Wonderful World. And what a is a word. W-H-A-T-A. What a. What a wonderful world. That's the world you inhabit. So whenever you see now the letters WWW, you want to have your mind think, what a wonderful world. That's called neuro-linguistic programming. You're laying down a new track in using your 100-plus billion brain cells with a trillion synapses connecting them and moving about and thoughts moving at almost the speed of light and creating the ability to see miracles in life every day. WWW, that's a wow. Wow, words of wisdom, smile, seeing miracles in life every day to create a new and better world, causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. One of the great ways to do that is to be kind. What does it mean to be kind? Kind stands for keep inspiring noble deeds. Action. You see, awareness is the first step of 11 steps to gaining total and complete joy. Total, complete joy. The first step is awareness. Once you are aware, you begin to see subtle shifts in life. And the next step that you really want to take is action. You want to smile. And when you smile, from now forward, you're going to think to yourself, seeing miracles in life every day. Now, I will tell you that I have held back, but I do like to use four-letter words. I use it early during the show, but with a guest on, I have to be a little bit more careful. But now that the guest is gone, I'm going to use this four-letter word a number of times in the next minute or so. And the reason I do is because it's fun. Oh, there it is. I just used it. Fun. F-U-N-N. Fun. When you say, me, Mr. Shore, the three-letter word. No, that's not how I spell it. F-U, capital N, capital N. Fun. Fun is a foundational part of learning to live in joy. And then happiness, peace, and love. And when you do that, the best way I know to do that is to train your lips to say the word thank you. Thank you, to be thankful, to use the word thank, at least 7 times a day. Consciously, be a conscious, conscientious person to channel blessing into the world. You do that by using the word thank. Thank stands for to harmonize and network kindness. To harmonize and network kindness. It is so important because it makes you the best you, Y-O-U-E-W-E, the best you possible. When you're the best you, the world changes. You're so valuable. You're so good. You're so wonderful. Just use what we have, what the good Lord has given us, the brain cells, the synapses, thoughts at the speed of life, and use them to respond in a positive, powerful, purposeful, pleasant way under all circumstances, and then live the blessing. Our prayer for you is to go forth, to live the blessing, and spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love. Bye now. Go to BarryShore.com and share this. Bye.